This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Joe B. writes, in terms of the mass shootings and the killings and the officer deaths, Dr. D., these mass killings will continue as long as the media continue to glorify the murderers. They know that their picture, name, home life will be in the minds of vast numbers of people out in TV land. She says, the only way this will stop is we stop identifying them. You could say where they're from, age issues without ever showing their face or saying their name. How about we show the pictures of the victims instead? Glorify the victims. It's the only way to take away that motivation. She says, now the mass killers shooting police officers or doing so in the name of ISIS are a completely different breed. She writes, there's only a small desire to make a name for themselves and more to further a cause. The news media, again, is creating the news to report on. They play inflammatory bystander videos over and over again, adding inflammatory language to it. And she goes on, she apologizes for her rant. She goes, I was a paramedic for 14 years. I have a young son. But once I made sure he was as safe as I could make him. She goes on, I wonder, when you look at these, mass killings, okay, like we just heard in Germany and in France and the mass shootings in Baton Rouge and Dallas and Orlando, is a part of this, and we've talked about this on the show before, is a part of this, the desire to be well known and the desire to be famous. Now, usually we think that if anybody kills, it's because they're really messed up in the head, okay? And I think we could all agree with that. And, because they have a deep-rooted hatred, but what if we have, over the last 10 years, created such a frenzy, such an addiction, such a behavior that people want to be talked about? They want to go viral, and, where that may be a motivating factor. A lot of people feel very, very strongly for any of the Lives Matters movement, whether it's Blue Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. There's people that feel very, very passionately about that. Well, if somebody feels that they are the most passionate, And it's very interesting because one of the killers, the one that I believe shot the Baton Rouge officers, he had put himself out there online. And I don't know. And it's interesting. Joe's email is interesting. Her thoughts, make me think. What if he wanted his message to be out there? Like Beyonce's message or Matt Damon's message, anytime a star, sends a message about either gun violence or autism or, shootings, they get the coverage. And you have other people, out there that go, well, I have a message too, and I want to be heard. And I got to admit, sometimes I feel that way. This doctor who told the Cubs pitcher to eat potato chips, he's this hero. And I'm like, wait a second here. I have been for years busting my butt, and then somebody, all he does is, tell somebody the obvious and, he's a hero. And good for him. Good for him. But I'm being very, very honest. Yes, there's some frustration. And so we need to identify that psychologically. If we see a person out there who has a message for a movement, and whether they believe in ISIS or whether they believe in All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter or they believe in vaccines causing autism, whatever cause they feel passionate about, if you have somebody that feels like their message isn't being heard and they need to take it up a notch and they have just enough mental illness to take it up to the notch where they kill people, we may not have any control over the situation. And Joe's right. You know, everything gets publicized. Everything is on the media. We all have now had a taste of stardom. And let me tell you something. Okay. Once you become a celebrity to any degree, once you become a celebrity to any degree of that, whether it's a local celebrity to a small Facebook group of 20 people, or whether it's being seen by millions, okay, on TV or heard in radio or whatever, once you get a taste of that, a lot of times you want more. I mean, I understand why a lot of people in Hollywood have issues that they have. You know, here they were big, they were famous in the movies, and all of a sudden, you know, they're only remembered for being Chachi, and their big headline is surrounding them speaking at a Republican National Convention. And I mean, good for Scott Baio for coming out and, you know, putting his Hollywood career on the line, because many people do when they, you know, side with the Republican Party. So, you know, good for him for having the guts to do that. But, you know, when some of us post something on Facebook or Twitter, you know, and we get a response, it's euphoric. And what if part of that is fueling a desire to go out, kill people, and then be in the news for 2 days? I don't know what the answer is. You know, you know, people being shot by officers who are unarmed, that, you know, that gets news, and rightfully so. But officers being shot get less news. And so there may be a desire to do something, I guess, you know, not only shoot one officer, but maybe multiple. And people plan, and maybe there is the incentive there that they will be seen globally because of what they do. And that's sick. And like I said, they have to have mental illness to find that incentivizing. But, you know, I don't know how we turn that back, how we rein that in as, you know, we're in this internet world of you know, glorifying our pictures and our videos and everything we do online. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is very scary. They say the number of advanced prostate cancer cases have soared. Why? Because of lax screening. Or maybe there's more aggressive disease. They say new cases of advanced prostate cancer in the United States have skyrocketed 72% in the past decade, according to a troubling new study. The biggest increase was among men aged 55 to 69, with a 92% jump seen over 10 years. The biggest increase was age 55 to 69. Remember that 55 number. They say the rise is worrisome because these men are the ones who may benefit most from screening and early treatment, according to researchers, and this is being reported by WebMD. Dr. Edward Schaefer, and I'll tell you my opinion in a second, says the increase could be because the disease is becoming more aggressive, or it could be because there is less screening being done, but we don't know why. You don't know why less screening is being done. Obamacare. It's possible that prostate cancer may be getting more aggressive, he says, but statistics also show that fewer men are being screened. That's the probable consequence of a 2012 recommendation by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force that said men should not be screened for prostate-specific antigen. A PSA is a protein produced by cells of the prostate gland that is elevated in men with prostate cancer. He says, my major issue with the U.S. Task Force recommendation was that it completely excluded the patient from the decision-making process. Amen, Dr. Schaefer. Say it loud, say it strong. PSA screening saves lives. Period. Thank you. Thank you. He is chair of urology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. I like this guy. The men in the study who were diagnosed in 2013 versus 2004 had higher PSAs, twice as high, which implies that these men were not well screened, he says. However, since advanced cancer cases began increasing before the change in the screening recommendation, researchers can't definitively link the increase in cases to reduced screening alone, and the study was not designed to prove that either factor caused an increase in prostate cancer cases. Again, I have a huge opinion on this. Let me just finish the article. I cannot wait to talk. They say here, men should talk with their doctor about being screened for prostate cancer. For men with an average risk, screening should start at 50. For men with an increased risk, screening should start at 40. Thank you. Screening can stop when a man has less than 10 years of life expectancy, he said, which is kind of difficult because each year we increase our life expectancy pretty well. They said if you screen, you could reduce the number of men who present with metastatic cancer, and that's what Dr. Schaefer believes. Me too. For the study, he and his colleagues looked at data from nearly 800,000 men listed in the National Cancer Database who had been diagnosed with prostate cancer between 2004 and 2013. Among these men, 3% had advanced prostate cancer called metastatic cancer, in which cancer cells had spread beyond the prostate to other organs of the body. The number of these cases was 72% higher in 2013 than it was in 2004. So this report was published July 19th. Okay, so... All right, first and foremost, I think many of us, you know, saw the obvious, okay? Obamacare rolled out in 2009. There was this big push to do less, and many of us cut back on our prostate cancer screening, and around the same time, many insurances stopped paying for prostate cancer screening. So in the last 8 years, and I know they're talking about decade, but in the last 8 years, I think there was a huge culprit in that. But that's not all of it. Okay? Men, when they heard that prostate cancer screening was not recommended, all right, you think they were quick to volunteer for that? So now you have patients asking for it less because they see the news and hear the media and go, oh, well, I guess it's not that important. We're being told to watch and wait. Okay? Most of us are gonna die of something else before the prostate cancer kills us. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, prostate cancer could be aggressive. It's cancer. It's unpredictable. I've been saying this for years. But another thing that I think could be the cause that I would like this to be studied and evaluated and researched is more men are taking testosterone. And the availability now of male hormones and the trend for men to now supplement with testosterone has, I mean, just boomed in the last decade. And I can't tell you how many men were asking me for testosterone. Now, I didn't prescribe testosterone. I referred them to urology to manage their testosterone. And even though insurance companies were livid and some patients were livid, I had told them it's because if they do have any inkling or tendency towards developing prostate cancer, that testosterone may accelerate it. So if you're going to get testosterone therapy, which I will support, I want to know that your prostate is being watched viciously. And if a family doctor is under so many constraints where insurance will not pay for the PSA test, then whoever is giving you your testosterone will have that a part of the regimen, your PSA testing. And so it's worked out nicely. Urologists in my neck of the woods took the patients with open arms. They managed their testosterone and they watched their prostate. And I have never seen one of my patients develop an aggressive prostate cancer as a result, because we could watch them closely. Now, another thing that I recommend to many of you all the time is when it comes to your PSA levels, get a PSA checked baseline at age 40. Then see what it rises to. I recommend every few years in your 40s to get the PSA checked. If your PSA in 2016 is 0.5, which is a really good PSA, under 1 is good, and then you decide in 2018 to get another PSA because you're thinking about testosterone, and your PSA level is now 1.5, okay? And it's been 2 years. Normal is under 4. Some of you may say, well, wait a second, that's pretty good. 1.5, I'm still in the clear. If you're still in the clear, you jump from 0.5 to 1.5. Once you start to jump more than a half a point per year, we start to wonder a little bit. Those are, you know, things that make you go, you know, so you go, you know, we don't have to biopsy yet, but gosh, that's a little odd. So if I see you go from 0.5 to 1.5, my recommendation would be, as a family doc, to have a urologist take a peek. Now, the urologist may say, you want to what? Let's recheck your PSA in 3 to 6 months. And if it's starting to rise closer to 2, we got an issue. It's rising. And we need to find out why. And most of the prostate cancers I found were people whose PSA were normal. But the PSA was rising within the normal range. So what? I'm going to wait till you're over 4 to finally say something to you? No. So once it starts to rise, I get you in with the urologist. Another thing that could be happening, so not only could it be that we're not screening as much because of the task force recommendations and the Obamacare limitations causing insurance companies to pay for less tests and deny more tests, is another concern is many of you men are taking Propecia. Now, I'm not saying this is the cause, but this has to be researched and evaluated. Propecia helps men retain their hair if they are suffering from hair loss. So if they're suffering from hair loss, all right, this Propecia seems to do pretty damn good. My men seem to like it. The problem is there was a study, a couple studies, showing Propecia could lead to aggressive prostate cancer. So now you have more men on Propecia, which is generic, so it's not an expensive medication. You have more men possibly taking testosterone. You have more men not being screened because the doctors aren't doing it and the medical providers aren't doing it and insurance isn't paying for it. It starts to make you wonder. And then on top of all that, we still have a huge obesity crisis with hormones. Maybe the fat that we're increasing and gaining, right, because of the additives in our foods or the plastics or the BPA or what have you, that could be also fueling this. So we got, I hate to sit here and go, I told you so, but this is what frustrates me. You guys are getting your medical advice, well, not you because you're listening to my show, but most people are getting their medical advice from the media. And that is not who you should be getting your medical advice from. You should be getting your medical advice from your medical provider. And they should be sitting there with you. Okay? I mean, holding your hand through the process and talking to you about your possibilities and your risks, your benefits, and your options. So for those of you who do take testosterone, I suggest you have a urologist that you see on a regular basis. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This email that asked that I don't read his name on air, but he wanted some advice, and I want to read this to you because this is kind of interesting. And my guess is this happens a lot. He writes, I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble for sexual harassment. My coworker was wearing a reddish blouse that was low, and she had a necklace and chain that was bouncing around near her chest. When she came over to my desk to discuss a client, my line of sight was at her chest, but only because I was looking at her necklace. I looked up and said, huh? And she looked at me disgusted and then walked over to her friend and whispered, who looked at me like I was a perv. What do I do? Do I ignore it? Do I deny it? Do I tell my branch manager? And so, okay, so, wow. You see, I'm not a guy. But if I was a guy and I heard this, I would be like, oh, dang. And you see, I think he's innocent because, I mean, look, he wrote me. He wrote me. So, I, you know, if he wasn't innocent, why would he take the time? So I think this is, you know, this is, this is probably something we need to spend a couple seconds talking about. My first thought when I heard this, oh, sorry about that. That was, by the way, that loud sound was a little baby plastic bag hitting the microphone. Wow, that was loud. my first thought when I heard this is, you know, ladies, come on. Okay, low cut blouses at the office. Okay, stop it. And I mean, look, I'm very big chested. I don't know what to do with them. I mean, sometimes I feel like I need to wear an extra tennis shoe. I really don't know what to do with my breasts either, but I keep them covered. I don't show cleavage. And one thing is because I just don't think people want to see it. You know, I think I look sexier, you know, in my muumuu. I mean, you know, cover it up. I just do. Okay? I just don't think it's sexy to show my mammary glands all over the place. And maybe it's because, you know, I'm older. But even when I was younger, you know, I kept them covered. I would not do any. And also, you know, I eat a lot. I don't want food getting caught in there. I drop things into my chest all the time. When I take off my bra at night or my sports bra, whatever I'm wearing all day long, start wearing sports bras, are really a lot more comfortable and no metal, but that's neither here nor there. That's a little too much information for you guys. I could see pieces of my granola bar from breakfast. I could see pieces of my sandwich and salad from lunch. And then dinner, sometimes I have a whole plastic spoon in there. So, I mean, you know, I you know, the last thing I need is parts of my lunch spilling over somebody else's desk. So let me just say, ladies, you know, you have to cover them, okay? That doesn't make his situation any better. In this day and age, if you go up to, if this goes, you know, it elevates or escalates, and you say, look, she was wearing a low-cut blouse. No, that's no excuse for sexual harassment. And I'm saying this not in terms of this listener's case, but in general. You know, I mean, if I'm wearing a skirt, okay, and I'm wearing a blouse, and I'm wearing, you know, something that I think is appropriate, and you know, somebody still does something harassing, you know, they're wrong. Okay, I mean, what? I'm not allowed to wear a skirt. I'm not allowed to wear heels. I'm not allowed to wear a blouse. I mean, it's not my fault. My chest size is the way they are. So, you know, if it escalates to the point, you know, no, it's not a woman's fault for the way she's dressed. You can't say, well, she was, you know, she was asking for it. No. Okay, but can I just urge ladies to please, okay, keep the puppies covered. So now, what do we do about coworkers? How do we? And, you know, this is a discussion that I think we have to have. Okay, you know what, you know, do we, you know, many of us have sexual harassment training, okay, and, you know, quizzes and pop quizzes, all right, and which I think is appropriate, and, you know, they never talk about, you know, let's try to, avoid mishaps, and what are some common mishaps? Okay, like for example, you know, somebody breastfeeding in the middle of a room. I mean, we now have laws saying you have to provide a private area for someone to breastfeed. But when I breastfed, I had this cover. I mean, I didn't have to at work. I could have just fed my kid open in front of everybody, but I didn't want to make anybody have to see that. So I wore I wore one of these bib covers that cover the baby, and I just breastfed the baby in the middle of lecture, and because I was in my third year residency, and I remember, you know, he was was a real loud eater, and so that was kind of disturbing to many. But, you know, if you saw somebody breastfeed, and, you know, you aren't used to seeing a breast, you know, like that out, you know, you're going to look. I mean, anybody's going to look. It's not a sexual thing. You're going to be like, what is that? And you get caught looking, and you're going to be now in trouble for being a perv. So, you know, we need to have sexual harassment training, not only to teach you guys and girls what's inappropriate. You can't be making dirty jokes. You can't be grabbing each other. You can't be making comments. You can't be drawing signals. You can't be flipping each other off. These are things that could be construed as sexual harassment. You can't be doing that. Okay, no dirty jokes. You cannot, no dirty jokes. I know the rabbi, the gynecologist, and the priest on a boat. I know that one. No, you can't be you can't be making those jokes. You cannot. Okay? It's just not appropriate. But, you know, we also need to, you know, figure out a process for the accidental stuff. Okay? You know, and accidents happen. They do. Okay? I can't tell you how many times people accidentally hit against me. Yeah, look, I was in the way. I think it was, you know, accidentally me, you know, turning into them or whatever. That stuff happens. And so, but unfortunately, I've also been touched inappropriately by people pretending it was an accident. And that's wrong. And I want to punch them in the face. So, I'm sure your friends are telling you to deny, deny, deny. Me, as a radio host, I would, before anything happens, I would probably talk to your branch manager and say, look, okay, I'm not sure if anything is going to come of this, but I was sitting at my desk, so-and-so came over, I was looking at her necklace, but her necklace is on her chest, and she said something, and when I said, huh, she looked at me funny. Now, I don't know what she was talking about, I don't know if it's because I was looking at her necklace, I don't know if she thinks I was looking somewhere, but I'm not sure what to do, and I don't want to be accused of doing anything wrong, so I want to make you apprised of what's going on. As a manager, I would be really, really appreciative of that. But I know what most people do. What most people do is they deny, no, I didn't do that. No, it's a shame that something like this has happened. And maybe it won't. Maybe it won't go anywhere. But I don't know how you guys do it. For those of you who are innocent, you know, I don't know how you do it. That's got to be frustrating. It is, you know, and you know, maybe she really, you know, maybe she didn't think that, you know, what she was wearing was revealing, and you know, maybe she does feel like you were looking and staring. And I mean, yeah, I we're human, for crying out loud. You know, I finally saw X-Men, and you know, Magneto, who plays Michael Fassbender. I mean, I was staring at the screen. Okay, so I'm allowed to stare at the screen because he's very handsome looking, you know, and that's okay. But somebody at work walks by who's good looking, you have to keep looking away. You got to keep covering your eyes. So, you know, long stares are considered harassment too. So, you know, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure what to recommend, except I think what needs to be introduced into the conversation is not blatant harassment, but some of these fine lines. You know, and again, it doesn't sound like he had a chance. You know, I mean, I would recommend to somebody where, you know, if they accidentally got caught looking, going, I'm sorry, I don't mean to look. Just your necklace was shining in the light and I saw it. I don't mean to look. And I would cover my eyes, something like that. But again, that could also be construed as an uncomfortable interaction. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. Every now and then you hear men talk saying, look, I don't have to deal with that because I work with men. It's so much easier to work with men. And I get frustrated when I hear something like that, even though I understand why they're saying it, because, you know, you introduce a woman into the arena, and no matter how awesome a worker she is, people are going to think that that's going to possibly put them at risk for sexual harassment if they do something wrong. I don't know. It's a conversation we need to have. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, right now, I believe 22 different governors are now looking at their proclamation requests for their state blood donation days. And I have to get a move on getting the other 28, whoosh, yeah, I did the math pretty quickly, the other 28 sent out. We are serious about this. This blood shortage that doesn't get spoken about in the media because everybody's talking about Melania Trump's, speech, these blood banks are at crucial levels and they are, on high alert asking for any blood, especially O negative. So we are in the process of creating 50 state blood donation days in every single state, and we are in the process of setting up blood drives during National Blood Donation Week, which is going to be September 4th to September 10th, and then September 10th is going to be most states' blood donation day. Okay? Michigan, I believe, is going to be the second Tuesday of the month of September. And then every other state right now, as we see it, is September 10th. If your company or organization or church want to hold a drive, we will make it as easy on you as possible. And it doesn't cost any money. It doesn't cost anything. And being a part of National Blood Donation Week or State Blood Donation Day is amazing. Email us at drdahlia.com. That's doctor spelled out, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H.com, or call into the show at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA and leave a message, and we will set you up with the United Blood Services or the American Red Cross or the local blood bank that can help you. We have blood banks throughout the United States ready to go because we're anticipating a real bad flu season. We always do. But we're also anticipating, which is very, very different, a bigger shortage because of Zika and less people able to donate blood. And unfortunately, with what we've been seeing with shootings and these mass casualties, we don't know what we're in store for. And so the cry and the call to, get this blood donated and ready and packaged and good to go is so detrimental and of such high importance that this is what we're doing. So please, anything you could do to help, and we will publicize like crazy your drive so we get as many people to donate blood at your site. It can only help, guys. It doesn't cost anything, okay? So please, whatever you could do to help, we really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. They say over 80 years old, too few medications may actually be dangerous. So all the time we've been talking about people with polypharmacy taking too many medications that they may not need. Well, now they're saying that many people are not receiving enough of the right prescriptions, and this could significantly increase your risk of being hospitalized or dying. This is a study from Belgium. They say absence of polypharmacy is not a simple indicator of quality of care. According to Martin Wouters from Ghent University told Reuters, he said patients with just a few medications could be at risk of missing essential and beneficial medications. Reuters team looked for possible links between prescriptions and hospitalizations and death in their study of 503 people age 80 years or older. Unlike earlier studies, which focus on polypharmacy, taking more than five medications, the researchers also studied, four medications, but I guess five is the definition. They say the researchers also studied medication underuse, not having a prescription for a medical condition, and misuse, receiving an inappropriate prescription or not using it optimally. More than half of the study participants were taking five or more medications, but still two-thirds were not receiving the medications they should have, and 56% were misusing their medications. Four out of 10 patients were both misusing under using their medications. They say only a 9% of this population, no polypharmacy, no underuse, and no misuse was observed. The most common health problems participants had were high blood pressure, osteoarthritis, and high cholesterol. Drugs for heart problems, blood thinning, and nervous system problems were the most commonly taken. During the 18 months covered by the study, 9% of individuals died and 31% had to be hospitalized. They say the risk of death increased by 39% for each additional prescription, and individuals should have received it but didn't, and the risk of hospitalization then increased by 26%. They say individuals who didn't receive three or more medications they should have were almost three times as likely to die and twice as likely to be hospitalized as those who received all the appropriate medications. So the most commonly underused drugs were the ACE inhibitors for people with heart failure. It's also a blood pressure medication, blood thinners, and statins for people who have heart and vascular disease. These were followed by inhalers for asthma or COPD and vitamin D or calcium for people with osteoporosis. Now, what were the most commonly misused drugs? The benzodiazepines like your Xanax and your Klonopin and your Ativan, tranquilizers. And these should not be taken for more than 4 weeks, they said, according to this article. I think you could get addicted as easily as one. These were followed by duplicated drugs, such as two similar painkillers, two medications for blood thinning, and two antidepressants from the class known as SSRIs. So after accounting for the number of medications people were taking and underuse, misuse was not associated with the risk of dying or being hospitalized. Okay, so okay, I'm not sure what that said, so sorry about that. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, again, the media. People are being over-medicated. People are taking too many medications. And so I had families come in, new patient to me. Okay, now I wasn't a geriatrician, and I have to admit, I usually refer to geriatrics because I wasn't very comfortable managing multiple medications and drug interactions, etc. But I would get patients coming in, because Vegas is a city where a lot of people visit. And then they hear about me, and they come to see me, and, you know, and they want my opinion. And many times my opinion is, take, you know, my dad or mom off the medication. They seem to be out of it, and while we're on vacation, I think the other doctor messed up. We want your opinion. And I would look at it and go, okay, well, what medicines do you want us to take off? Okay, well, you know, we want to probably stop the tranquilizers. No, not those. He needs a tranquilizer, and he needs to sleep. I want you to stop his digoxin, or I want you to stop his blood pressure medicine. He's on too many heart medications. And I'm like, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. I take him off his digoxin. He could go to an abnormal heart rhythm. I take him off his Lasix. He could go into heart failure. Well, we want him off his medications. He's on too many. I go, well, good. Well, let me go after the Xanax. Let me start cutting back on the pain pill. Let me start cutting. No. Don't do that. So I was very intimidated by what to do and how to handle that. And another thing that was also very, very concerning for me is many people come in saying their doctor is mistreating, you know, their mother or father, take them off whatever, you know, the other doctor did. Now, you know, I've seen doctors mess up, absolutely. But, you know, in these particular cases, I'm like, wait a second. I take him off his heart medication. He dies. You blame me. No, I don't think that's the best care for your father or mother. And so, you know, people seem to think too many medications is a bad thing. And yes, I do think we do take a lot of medications. I mean, I've seen patients where they're taking a medicine for cholesterol, they're taking a medicine for blood pressure, they're taking a medicine for diabetes. So that's three. Okay? And sometimes for blood pressure, one doesn't do it, so they're taking two. Okay, so two medicines for blood pressure, a medicine for cholesterol, and sometimes you need to take two medicines for diabetes. Now they're up to five medicines. Okay, well, sometimes they have trouble sleeping, six. Sometimes they have pain, seven. Sometimes they need a blood thinner because they have an abnormal heart rhythm, eight. Sometimes they need a medication to control the rate, amiodarone. Okay, now we're on seven medications, right? Am I counting all these right? I'm up at nine. That's what I thought. Nine. Thank you. All right. Now, Viagra. All right. Or a hormone. Or a bladder incontinence. Or a stool softener. And now, they also have COPD, so they're on three or four breathing medications. You could easily be up to 12, 15 medications, and I've seen people on that. But then you have to think, okay, if, you know, most of us would die of all those conditions in our 50s or 60s, maybe it's the medications keeping us alive until our 80s. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.